Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. The Russian Federation has recognized the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan. Now, remember where you heard it first, because almost 4 years ago, I predicted this was going to happen. What surprised me is how long it took in coming. So, remember, the Taliban was founded in the early 90s after Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the collapse of the communist government there. And there were several different factions in the Mujahideen, fighting against the communists, and then there was a lot of realignment. And so some of the former Mujahideen joined the former communists, blah blah blah. But they remain the internationally recognized government of Afghanistan. The Northern Alliance, then in English, their actual name is the United Islamic Front. But anyway, they controlled about 10% of the country. Then after 9/11, NATO came in and the United Nations came in and helped them, and they took back almost the whole of Afghanistan. The Mujahideen, well, had kind of sort of collapsed. The Taliban founded in its wake. Some people were former members of the Mujahideen, and fighting against the Taliban from 2001 to 2021, when the United States withdrew. And then to I remember as a political analyst writing out several possible scenarios, one of which was outright Taliban victory, and that I considered fairly unlikely. Gave it about a 20% chance. Nobody considered it probable, and it happened very quickly. What astonished anyone was that it collapsed like a deck of cards, because the former communist regime, they hung on for 3.5 years after the Soviet withdrawal. But I mean, the Americans weren't even fully out of Kabul before the Taliban were marching in. So now the former Northern Alliance, they control again only about 10% of the country, the very north of the country. They hold out in the mountain fastness. Now the Russian embassy remained open, the Kazakh embassy, the Chinese embassy, most Western embassies just were withdrawn from Kabul, and the Taliban have taken over. They've been cut off from SWIFT. They can't send or receive money. I know people have been there since, and they have to take wads of cash with them, US dollars really. But nevertheless, Russia has praised the Taliban even before 2021, were invited to conferences in Russia, and so on. So really, they've plunged the depths of cynicism yet again, because Putin is anti-extremist. We hear all sorts of politicians. Who calls himself an extremist? I don't know of anybody, any politician, someone who seeks votes on that basis. It's a bad thing. It's going to be like saying you're evil or something. But extremism is not always bad. What is now mainstream was once extreme, like racial equality, gender equality, gay rights, or anything like that. So every advance for human rights is at first called extreme, but then things, some things that are really bad that are called extreme as well. And extreme, that's only other people. It's never us. They're against so-called Muslim extremism, despite Putin sponsoring a Shariat state on his own territory in Chechnya, where Ramzan Kadyrov married a 14-year-old. We obviously know he consummated the marriage because she gave birth just after she was 15, which is against Russian law. But of course, he gets away with that. And things where gay men are murdered and so on, where women have no rights, can be severely beaten up, divorced women lose all custody to their children, and. So he will exploit this Western fear of Shariat state by any Muslims, even completely secular ones, who criticize him. He'll say they're Islamic extremists. He's done it to the Chechen Tatars and so on. And yet he's kissed and cuddled up, kissed and made up with the most barbaric medieval theocracy of all, and that is the Taliban. Now, I don't know if this is the case now, but certainly in the 90s they outlawed music. You heard that right. Music, all music. Can you believe that? Even the most cruelly oppressive regime in the world, in the People's Democratic Republic of Korea, or in Stalin's Soviet Union, or the Third Reich, they didn't outlaw music. They outlawed some types of music. They didn't outlaw music at all. Wow. And no television. A woman couldn't show her face in public, and. They were that sadistic, that crushingly oppressive. And that's the one that Putin has recognized. But of course, Ukraine isn't a country because that's fascist or something, according to him. Now, why have they done this? They've obviously been hesitant. Have they got some concessions out them? Now, they don't want the Taliban attacking former Soviet republics like Tajikistan, which borders them, or indeed Turkmenistan or Uzbekistan, all of which are dictatorships. Turkmenistan is one of the cruelest in the world, is up with North Korea. And some people might think the Taliban is not quite as bad. And there's an awful lot of corruption and peculation in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. and completely rigged elections. So, you know, the Taliban might have some appeal. Some would view them as liberators. And remember, Tajikistan and is a member of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, along with Russia. And obviously, Russia does not want that, to some extent, client regime overthrown, and doesn't have the wherewithal to send troops to try and save it if the Taliban sponsored an insurrection there. So they're glad they neutralized that one. And Turkmenistan had a good cooperative relationship with the Taliban for a long time. You can do whatever you want. You can stone women to death for showing their hair, but just don't interfere outside of the border. And the Taliban have accepted that deal, and electricity is still given to them, even though they don't pay for it. So maybe some sort of deal has been done. They want to have some sort of footprint in that part of Central Asia. It allows them some leverage over Pakistan. Pakistan's obviously very friendly with China. And then India was very glad to have good relations with the Northern Alliance government in Afghanistan, and they've lost that now. Their embassy is gone. They can, to some extent, advocate on the behalf of Indian interests there. Some trade to be done. Will the pipeline ever be built there? I doubt it. It might be the Russians might be there precisely to make sure that it doesn't happen, because that would mean it's easier for places like Kazakhstan or Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, to export their oil and gas via TAPI, you know, the Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India pipeline. And none of it's actually been built in Afghanistan ever. So they might want to forfend that ever transpiring. Their friends, the Chinese, are there. And again, that's completely hypocritical and cynical. So there's a genocide against the Uyghurs, Uyghurs enslaved, and so on, just because if they're observant Muslims. But then the People's Republic of China will have a very cooperative relationship with a very cruel Shariat state, whilst they're, you know, crushing the life out of good Muslims in their own country. Well, it's terrible that there's such outrageous injustice. Now, Russia doesn't have a lot of friends, has been losing friends for the past few years. They like to show that they're not friendless in the world. This is They'll see this as a foreign policy success for them, and they're very, very few to report. You know, they had hundreds of diplomats expelled from other countries in 2022, and you know, all their international conferences, their St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, is a damp squib. The Taliban go to that, so they this is somewhere they can actually, I wouldn't say open an embassy, allow the Taliban to an open embassy in Moscow, things like that. Would that let us to help them to spy on other Islamist groups? You know, they've lost ground in Syria. One of their client regimes has been overthrown there, so this is the about the only time that they can expand. And would they even be able to recruit Afghans for their army? Afghanistan is the poorest country in Asia. You see, they've got about over 30 million people. War is a way of life there. There's been fighting there for about half a century. So their wages might be considered rather attractive. Is it a way to smuggle things in and out? Afghanistan has kind of got porous borders, is used to doing that, drugs and everything else. Okay, and the way to smuggle drugs into Western countries, kill the Westerners with the drugs, I suppose, just like that Bond filmed The Living Daylights. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.